Fatto, fatto, gentleman.
Across the Community Radio Network, the Community Radio Network.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
With your host, Jay John.
Jay John on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to another Asian Pop Radio Australia. My name is Jay John. I am your host and it's great to have you with us for another week. Very proud to say we are in our 20th week and I think going strong because of you guys. Thanks for supporting us. Another big week in Asian Pop. Of course, we've wrapped up a successful tour in both concerts in Sydney and Melbourne for Soda Green. Got along to that on Friday night in Melbourne and it was absolutely amazing. Green glow sticks everywhere. And I think it was definitely value for money. Those guys just rock out and they're a lot of fun. I think they actually have a lot of fun on stage. So if you ever get a chance to check out Soda Green, make sure you do at some stage in the future. And of course, your chance to get along to the CN Blue concert in Melbourne too. More details on that on our Facebook page. Of course, the CN Blue guys coming to town later this month. Later in the show today, we've got our usual review with Shazza and our interview with 365 and a little bit more, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, here's the latest from Shiny. Getting a few good requests for this one, it is of course Why So Serious on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Why so serious?
Jay John here. Now, this group was surrounded by controversy when they debuted in Vietnam late last year. Locals basically are saying that they were ripping off K-pop acts, especially SNSD. Their debut MV cost around 48,000 Aussie dollars, which is a heck of a lot of money in Vietnam. Who are they? We'll tell you after the song, an English track on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
The weekend's here.
Vietnam, it's Yeonkyu on Asian Pop Radio Australia with their track Weekends. Hey, speaking of Vietnam, we've got the 365 boys, Will and Jun, coming up to have a bit of a chat about what they're up to. Will's got a new solo track out and Jun has put together a bit of a novel, and they do relate to each other, so we'll be having a chat to them via Vietnam very, very soon. For now, thanks to Shazza, here's the Asian Pop Radio Australia movie review.
This is Shazza with the Asian Pop Radio Australia movie review. Movie review. She gets our 5 stars.
Hello, I'm Shazza with another Asian Pop Radio Australian movie review. The movie I'll be reviewing this week is Rurouni Kenshin. First of all, a big shout out to Monet Clark, who correctly guessed what I'll be reviewing this week. Rurouni Kenshin, the live-action movie version, really lives up to its name. The movie was beautifully made and everything about it was perfect. The actors played their parts extremely well and the emotions they were to portray were very clear and evident. The music during the menu and credits matches the movie very well, so much so that I have the song on repeat. If anyone wants to listen to some incredible J-rock, take a listen to 1OK Rock. Their English is incredible. Overall, it's an amazing song. Now, what is this movie she is talking about actually about? Set in 1868 and then again in 1878, it is about a young hero that has come to the conclusion of killing anyone that is actively going against the new era, and he goes by the name of Batosai. We learn that his real name is Himura Kenshin, and that he is in fact a very kind person who wanders around looking to help those that cannot help themselves in order to repent for all those that he has killed. He meets a girl whom he saves. She offers to let him stay at her dojo, and he accepts. Somehow he also gets caught up in opium trade with the bad character of the story. However, he never agrees with this trade. The movie was Japan's top-grossing film of 2011 and 2012, earning $67.1 million in Japan from release to November 2012, and from overseas, bringing in $25 million. I will put up clues to next week's movie, and if you are the first correct, you might just get your name mentioned in next week's review. To hear more of our movie reviews, remember to subscribe to our podcast and like us on Facebook so you don't miss the review. You can find this movie and heaps of other great titles at madman.com.au. Catch you next time.
Thanks, Shazza, once again for the Asian Pop Movie Review. If you want to keep up to date with all things Asian Pop Radio, do make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio Australia. You can also follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio, and we're on YouTube. You know how to find us there. Now, coming up, the moment that our V-pop fans have been waiting for, we will be speaking to Will and Jun of the popular Vietnamese boy band 365. I just like saying that, but they say it better.
We are great.
See, I told you. The guys are coming up next. To get you pumped up and waiting for that, here is their track, Music in Me, on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello, this is Jun, and this is Will of 365, and you are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Âm thanh xung quanh trôi qua nhanh, cuộc sống cứ cuốn ta đi với bao bồn bề. Dừng lại dừng thôi, gần từ một chút ước muốn như thời tinh khôi. Tìm lại cảm giác xưa đã qua rồi. Hết vốn, lên đôi tay nghe nhạc tôi thích và hết vốn. Như khi không có ai cần kề và hết vốn, luôn đi theo tôi bản thân thiết. Rồi hết vốn, không gian như ánh sáng tràn về. Lên khi chúng ta hòa nhịp, cảm giác khi xưa đã qua rồi.
You.
And me on Asian Pop Radio Australia. That is by 365, the band from Vietnam. We are loving our V-pop here on the show, and I should say a very big thank you to everyone in Vietnam who have been recommending tracks for us to play on the show. It's great to see you guys supporting music from your country, and you've got some good stuff to share, so why not? Now, earlier this year, we had a chat to the leader of 365, Isaac. Nice guy. This time around, we thought we'd have a chat to Will and Jun of the group. Of course, Will has a new solo song out, and Jun has released a bit of a novel, so we've got them on the line all the way from Vietnam to have a chat to us today. So guys, it's been a few years since the release of your debut song Awakening. Although it's not too long ago, do you sometimes feel like this is all a bit of a dream? Like, do you sometimes feel it's too good to be true, perhaps?
Yeah, it's 3 years since the debut Need a Shout Along, but it's the time that 365 has got much more mature. You're right, sometimes we think it looks like a dream, but this dream is not over. It's still burning each day.
365 as a group have produced a good balance of tracks. On one hand, you've shared ballads such as Silver Wings. On the other hand, upbeat tracks like Saigon Here We Come and Music in Me. Do you enjoy performing ballads or upbeat songs more when you're on stage?
Since the debut, our music that we choose are hip-hop and R&B. Besides, 365 has still launched ballad songs. However, we like to perform more lively songs because the lively songs help us
too young
yeah. And energetic. And above all, the lively songs can help us to cheer up and the crowds. But that does not mean 365 does not like to perform the ballad songs. If the program needs a romantic atmosphere, we will perform a lot.
The first time we spoke to your band was at the beginning of this year. Only 4 months have passed, and you seem to have gained a lot of attention overseas. Have you been surprised by the publicity that the band's gotten?
Indeed, we felt very surprised and proud of it. You know, any Vietnamese singer want to perform abroad and be known by international friends.
Yeah.
And 365 is no exception. We hope that people will continue to love and support us.
Yeah.
We saw not long ago a Cambodian pop star recently performed Get on the Floor on stage. It seems that your fans were outraged that he was singing your song on stage. Were you surprised to see his performance of your song?
I mean, it's great when our song go all the way out of Vietnamese to another country, but it's kind of unacceptable when somebody use our song to perform without asking for permission. However, it's a great sight to know that Vietnamese music is growing out of the borderline.
Okay, we got to get to Get on the Floor because it's been hugely successful. Is there an expectation by fans and the Vietnamese music industry for you to become even more popular with future music videos that you release?
Thank you. This is indeed our good luck. It also demonstrates that our effort in the past were worthy. And Vino Love No Life, a song whose content is a sad story, but the melody is quite cheerful and it's debuted in May. We hope that people will love the song as well as the MV.
I noticed one website described Will as the rebel of the group and Jun as the family boy of the 365 boys. Does that mean that Will is the bad boy and Jun, you are the angel?
Not exactly. Rebellion here only means that he does anything he wants without fear at all. But I's different.
Jun is family boy, which means fairly close and always know how to listen to others.
But you can also think Will is a bad boy. It's okay.
So who's the big brother of the group? By that I mean, who is the band member that is the problem solver? So if there's any issues that need to be fixed, who would help with that?
It's very difficult. But Isaac is often a leader. He will solve the problem of group skills, singing, sharing vocals. But personally, for example, any members want to talk to Veronica, our boss, who is very tricky. Curious and very difficult to access. Me, Tunes, person always talk to her.
The five band members have to work very hard to promote the group and your music. What do you each do in your free time? And do you often see each other outside of work?
Yeah, in the free time, me, Will, like to watch a movie.
And I too is very interested in reading books, or going for coffee with friends, and are cooking for all members.
And Isaac,
listen to music, yeah. Only like dancing, and choreographing for all the singers. I still like to play the game. And in the free time, we often separate and have our space, because our group share the same house and meet together throughout the day. When we don't have to work, we relax individually. However, sometimes the whole group travel together.
Jun and Will, I'll have to ask you both what your favorite 365 song is.
I think it's All My Love song.
All My Love? Yeah. I love All My Love, No Love, No Life, Get on the Floor. Sorry, I love all.
Okay, so now some questions just for Jun. I hope you're ready, Jun. You've recently produced a novel. Can you please tell us a little bit about what it's about?
Thank you, Jay. My book is about a real story of sad love. It is based on a story of my parents. The story is about loss, separation, and regret. The message of this book is that we always have to cherish every moment beside our loved ones, so that when we are away from them, we will never regret. My book was released with a song which had the same name with Will, and its name is If in English, with the same meaning.
Have you written other novels in the past, and do you expect to write more novels in the future perhaps?
In fact, as an high school student, I like reading and writing short stories very much. I wrote many short stories before, but later when I was mature enough to write something meaningful, I am determined to start writing the first book in early 2012. Luckily, many people support it. Thank you. Of course, this is my happy and dream. In the future, I will write more books. It's hopefully next year.
Jun, your novel sold out in the first week it was on sale. How did that make you feel?
Oh yeah, sure. I'm so surprised. Happy, wonderful, unbelievable. It is what I can't tell about my feeling at that time. I cannot believe that people support me enthusiastically. And I hope that people will buy my book because they love what I wrote, not because I'm a member of 365.
Can your book still be purchased, perhaps online?
Yes, I'm very glad that this book was republished the second time within 2 months. It is indeed a good thing. People can buy online through the websites.
Writing is a passion for you, Jun. Would you like to one day be a professional writer and focus on writing for your career path?
Yeah, Jay, I love books at a try. In addition to the passion to become a singer, I also had a passion to become a writer. Haruki Murakami is a Japanese writer that I love so much. Hopefully that when being no longer able to sing, I can still continue to have the inspiration to write. You know, as the elderly, I will not be strong enough to dance, but my head is able to work.
All right, guys. Well, do you know what? I think I might save the questions for Will for just a moment. And we'll get into his new track now. And I might ask Will if he can intro it for us. Thanks, Will.
Hello, this is Will of 365, and here's my new song, New New Content on New New on Asian Pop Radio Australia. New New Content on New New.
Nếu như anh đừng yêu quá nhiều, nếu như em là một giấc mơ, thì giấc mơ ơi đừng tan đi mau. Vì em nằm trong trái tim của anh, người đừng xé rách tim anh vụt bay. Hay là anh làm cơn bão trong đời em, và anh sẽ cuốn những bước chân em về đây. Đừng xóa hết nước mắt ánh sáng trong anh chờ mong từng ngày. Đừng cố gắng cuốn mất hết những yêu thương tận sâu đáy lòng. Về đây bên anh ấm áp từ đầu, hãy cho anh một lần xin em thứ tha. Nụ hôn yêu dấu sẽ chẳng mờ phai. Và nếu
across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I'm your host, Jay John. You can follow us at any stage you want on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. And we are on Facebook. Just look for facebook.com/AsianPopRadioAustralia. And we're also over on YouTube, so make sure you check out our channel on YouTube as well. Now, that's Will of 365 The Band with his new song that translates to If in English. We've got Will and Jun of the group with us at the moment. Will, I might ask, your new solo song has the same name as Jun's book. Did you choose to produce the song to support Jun's novel, or was it just a chance for you to work together?
Yeah, Jay, actually, Zhang Yixue and me discussed about this song and launched it about a year ago, and it's also a fate because after the song was composed a year ago, I did not use it and it was sold to another partner by Tuệ. But during that year, the song was not released to the market, and now it's returned to its right owner. And once 365 took part in an event, I played the song for Jun to listen. And Jun said this song was similar to his book, so we worked together to support each other more.
Will, I think your song is quite beautiful, and it is sung with such emotion. How were you able to sing the song with such passion? Did you think perhaps of a past experience to help you open up in front of that microphone?
Thank you. The emotion in the past is just a certain small part to help me get emotional when singing. I think that there are a lot of good singers in showbiz, but singer can sing a sad song which make audiences cry and happy song which make audiences laugh is not easy. I consider love as a singing career because only when we work so hard we can bring success for ourselves and the audiences.
Will, is the song available on iTunes, and how can fans in Australia purchase the song and support you?
Yeah, the song are available on iTunes, and my management company will take care of that. And how you can support me is to introduce the song to your friends and many others by sharing on a social website like Facebook, Twitter, or simply meeting someone and playing the song for them, and just introduce that this is Will of 365 from Vietnam.
What is the group 365 working on together next?
The band Will expects to release MV No Love No Life in early June. At the end of the year, we expect to hold a concert for our fans to celebrate 3 years of establishing the band. Additionally, June, I will spend 10 months film in a TV series. The song If by Will is going to be taken part in The World, the favorite song of Vietnam's TV station.
Our band would like to have the opportunity to perform in many countries, including Australia, and in the coming up, we plan to perform overseas and hope to see the audiences in Australia in the near future.
Guys, finally, before you head off, do you have a special message for your Australian fans?
Hi, everybody. We are
365.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Asian Pop Radio Australia. We hope to continue getting your support for our new products and desire to have the opportunity to meet you.
We love you.
Will, Jun, thank you so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio Australia. It's been great to talk to you and, of course, Isaac earlier this year, and hopefully we can speak to the other guys too next time round, and we look forward to seeing you in Australia. Now make sure you have fun in Hanoi, because I know you're up there at the moment having a good time. There's only one way to finish up with that interview. Of course, it's playing one of their biggest hits, the song that made it all the way to Australia and introduced us to the group. It is Get On The Floor by 365 on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Sau lưng em là anh với chú cây, baby bất cứ đâu mà em đang lừa dối, nói với anh là em đang ở nước lap lap la, biết không nên tin vì ngay phút giây này em đang get on the floor, get on the floor. Tay trong tay với ai đứng trước mặt anh em chưa từng vui như thế. Get on the floor, get on the floor. Vung tay cao lên chẳng cần biết đến xung quanh mình là ai.
Mình ai em trông thấy được điều duyên ngoài chờ mong bay. Anh đi chơi play this song.
Em đang cuốn bay em xa vời hay là em muốn say trong quên đời bên anh ngủ tối. Giờ lạc lối anh sẽ dù đôi bước chân em.
Đợi chờ điều gì từ những giấc mơ bao lâu nay em cứ ngẩn ngơ.
Xa vời hơn là xa vời. It's over.
Anh đã khuyên em nhiều lần, em bên ai một phần cũng là vì cảm giác rằng người ta có những thứ mà em cần. Anh gần như đang mất bình tĩnh khi trước mắt mình chính là em và ai. Phải chấp nhận sự thật người con gái trước mặt mình của ngày nào giờ ai là em.
Get on the floor, get on the floor.
Đây trong tay với ai đứng trước mặt anh em chưa từng vui như thế.
Get on the floor, get on the floor.
Vung tay cao lên chẳng cần biết đến xung quanh mình là ai.
Ai em trông thấy được điều gì ngoài chờ mong bay. Anh đi chơi play this song.
Nhưng đang cuốn bay em xa vời hay là em muốn sẽ cho quên đời bên anh một tối.
Giờ lạc lối anh sẽ dìu đôi bước chân em.
Đợi chờ điều gì từ những giấc mơ bao lâu nay em cứ ngẩn ngơ.
Xa vời hơn là xa vời. It's over.
Nhưng đang cuốn bay em xa vời hay là em muốn sẽ cho quên đời bên anh một
tối.
I hit the floor 'cause I am
falling.
June, and this is Will of 365,
and we can't wait to come to Australia.
So, if you are a fan of 365, keep sharing our music with your friends and vote for our song on radio.
Coming up, we're having a chat to Johnny Au of the AU Review, who is in Seoul as we speak and has just wrapped up an interview with Wonder Boys at M Countdown. Oh my God, I don't know about you, but I am freaking jealous. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I'm Jay John.
Stick to jigger, sagar it in my life.
Girls' Generation with Beep Beep on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Now, guys, I'm just wondering if you've had a chance lately to check out our K-Pop Raw podcast. Now, the podcast is hosted by myself, Jedi Scuff, and the Vince Russo of K-Pop. And more recently, Genstar has joined the team. Pretty much just randomly chat about K-Pop here and there. It's available on our podcast feed, which you can find on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. And it's also loaded to our YouTube channel, so you know how to find us there. Here's a little bit of a snippet of our current K-Pop Raw podcast edition.
K-Pop Raw Podcast.
Can I please introduce our last partner in crime?
You can. Who's
the most beautiful chick in the world? Genstar.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. Oh, I like the clap.
Has 365 told you anything about coming here anytime?
They did. I told them that Melbourne was especially looking forward to 365 because there's a big Vietnamese community, and I said that if we want to go one further, come to my hometown of Footscray because they'll love you. And it was really sweet. The manager wrote back, 365 can't wait to perform in Footscray.
We'll get Franco Cozzo to MC it.
I know Franco Cozzo.
I'm actually coming down in Sydney next couple of
days. You mean going up to Sydney?
Oh, going up to Sydney. I forget. Oh, come on. Give me a break. No, I'm actually going to be flying to Sydney, so technically I'd be going down to Sydney.
No, because she'll be up at high altitude, she means. So she'll be going down to Sydney.
Did I say that wrong?
Yes, it just said it so sexual, it wasn't funny.
No, that wasn't the point.
She's going down.
What was her rationale? Can we go back to Franco Cozzo?
Yeah.
Henry, this is a lesson in local furniture icons in Melbourne, okay? This guy represents.
Okay.
This is his ad from
Franco
the 80s.
Franco Cozzo's mean furniture and furniture's mean Franco Cozzo. Oggi, domani, sempre, da Franco Cozzo dovete andare. A Brunswick and Footscray. Comprate da Franco Cozzo.
I didn't quite catch that. I didn't quite catch the whole
thing. I know that whole thing off by heart.
Is he selling, like, does he have a restaurant?
No, he's got a furniture shop.
It's a furniture
shop. It just sounds like...
It's all the crap from his nonsense house, like, and he's trying to hawk it to everybody.
So, K-pop time.
K-pop time?
Yeah.
Do we have to? Oh, that's right. It's called K-pop Raw.
Dun Jun can't bring herself to eat rice cakes anymore.
Gee, God, no!
Genstar and Moomba.
Genstar gone wild.
With Rob Schneider as a carrot.
There you go, K-pop Raw with Jedi Scuff, Vince Russo of K-pop, and Genstar. And Kevin, all the way over from America this week. Johnny Owl, chatting about his experience at Mnet next. For now, here's Big Bang with My Heaven on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Every second pass like the last one, let go. Never knew that love could come and go just like that. Yo, waiting for you day and night in my dream to go. Summer flow in the night, take flight and glow. That's forever love, I talk. Give me though, it has no tomorrow, it's gone.
Sometimes I make love, not knowing that the give me a gone. I want to come and get dates more. My back on not the city, no get that. Give me that, get any cause, who make and she did that, no need to die. You're the one in my life. Can I see you when I look at that?
Memories.
Oh, baby, まだ体に残る君のメッセージ。
冷めないで 終わらせるよ。
けじゃ正直何もわかんない。もう一度そばにいて、あの頃みたいに笑ってよ。
Kuala Lumpur.
Hello, Australia. We are 365.
Yo, this is
Tian Tai. Hi, this is Huan Ki.
Hello, my name is Giring from EG.
Hello, my name is Ethan.
Hey, what's up? This is Young Az, and I'm hanging out here with Jay John on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, this is Courtney.
Hi, this is Brittany.
And we're Ruby Eye.
And you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, this is Jay and John, and we are taking the phone line all the way over to Seoul and having a chat to our man on the street, Johnny Au of the AU Review. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Jay John, how are you?
Wow, aren't you a jet setter? First Sydney to Melbourne, hanging out in Footscray, and then off you go to Korea.
Yeah, from Footscray to Korea. I like that. That's a really good analogy.
It's almost like Ms. Nina and Jay Park's Malaysia to Korea, but not as glamorous.
No. Close.
Wow, you've had an entertaining day. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Today landed me in the offices of Mnet, the studios of Mnet, actually. I was invited to watch the taping of M Countdown, which people don't know is one of the largest K-pop weekly shows in the world. And yeah, I got to see some really cool acts, and I got to interview one of the K-pop groups as well. So it was a really exciting day, jam-packed. I'm exhausted, but hey, I had an amazing time.
So you were telling us last week that you're going along there, you're invited, but you weren't quite sure who was going to be making a comeback, right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And then you posted today on Facebook who was in the lineup, and there was a good few names there.
Oh yeah, like had some awesome groups like Xinhua.
Amazing.
2PM, B1A4, Hello Venus, 4 Minute, Secret, 9 Muses, lots of, you know, huge household names.
How long's the recording take for the whole show? How long's the recording? Is it live? Like recorded live and shown live?
Yes, it is actually shown live.
Ah.
It's shown completely live. Half of it is actually pre-recorded and half is actually showed live. Big deal for me is actually seeing 4 Minute on stage again.
Yeah.
And Hyuna was actually on stage as well. So she's out of hospital. She's back with the group. She looks great. She looks healthy. And, for me, I'm a massive fan of 4 Minute. Like, God, she's back on stage.
I'm sure the fans in the audience were rating it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a good crowd. You know, really enthusiastic fans. And a lot of those kids waited quite a while to get in. You have to actually show up. And I think it's first in best dress. So, yeah, the ones that get in, I was really lucky. They got to see a great show.
Sounds like it. Very jealous. Now, you did get up close and personal to one of the groups. Who was it?
With a rookie group called Wonder Boys. No relation to Wonder Girls. Wonder Boys, they're a 4-piece boy group, and they debuted about 7 months ago. Their sound is more of a, they tell me a reggae, electronic, hip-hop
wow.
cross kind of group. They had a comeback. That's why they were on M Countdown. The song is called Tarzan, and I think everyone should actually go and check out the song, because they're really good. I think they're an up-and-comer. They were really nice. The interview went fantastic. They talked about the fans a lot, how much they love them. Even though they've been around only 7 months, they've done a lot of things already for them. Even though the fan group is small, they seem that they're very passionate about them. So that's always a really good sign for a group like that.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not signed to a big management company, it's actually quite small. But, you know, hey, look, these guys look the part. They're good looking. They dance well. They rap well. Yeah, they have the package.
Yeah, and I did have a chance to have a look at their MV that they released about 7 months ago, and it's really well produced, and just like you're saying, that they're a tidy bunch of good-looking lads.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you've got members, like, their names are, like, Young Boy, Master One. The leader is Bakshi G.
Okay.
But he actually doesn't have like a nickname.
Oh, really?
he doesn't. Apparently, he's in quite a few dramas, K-dramas. So I didn't actually get to interview him today. He had to run off to do a drama. But I did talk to Youngboy K and Master One, and they were very generous with the time. I asked them what their goals are for 2013, and one of the first things they said is actually tour. It's tour a lot. And tour around Asia too.
Cool.
So by Asia, I think they mean Japan.
Yeah, of course.
So
the world tour.
The world tour. Yeah.
Oh well, you've made some very jealous people out of us, and I'm really glad that you've had a bit of fun over there in Seoul. And we look forward to the rest of your adventures. And yeah, I'm sure you'll keep us posted. And we look forward to hearing that interview.
Thanks a lot, Jaejeon. Fat of gentlemen.
Across the Community Radio Network, Community Radio Network.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
With your host, Jaejeon.
Jaejeon on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
The end of another show. Thanks for joining us on Asian Pop Radio Australia. I have been Jaejeon, your host. Big thank you, of course, to Will and Jun of 365, to Jen Star, the Vince Russo of K-Pop, Henry Dort, Jedi Scuff, Travioli for K-Pop Raw, Shazza for the movie review, and of course, Johnny from the AU Review. Check out the aureview.com/Asia. Until next week, have a great one. And do make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio Australia, Twitter @Asian Pop Radio, and we're on YouTube. See ya.